Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big shout out to all the medical students out there who are matching today. Today is match day, so a lot of festivities, and I'm really, really excited, especially for my little baby doctors. I got to see where some of them are going to go, and I'm just amazed at how they, overcame years and years of schooling and all the trauma that comes with medical school, and I'm very, very impressed. And I think, guys, the next generation of doctors are going to be the bomb. I mean, I thought my generation of doctors were awesome. You haven't seen anything yet. So these guys are great. I'm really, really excited. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But obviously today people are a little bit concerned because President Biden had a fall. He actually fell three times. He stumbled. And I was asked, what do I think is going on with his health? And, you know, I don't like it when doctors try to diagnose, you know, by watching a media clip. But I can give some insight. It looks like one of his legs went weak. It looks like his left leg seemed to, on the video, not grab that step. So he was supposed to be at, going up the stairs to Air Force One. He's supposed to be traveling. He was at Joint Base Andrews. He's supposed to be going to Atlanta today. And so as he was navigating up the stairs, and he looked strong, he looked good, the rest of his tone looked fine, but it looked like his left leg went out. And then when he tried to get to the next step, that leg still wasn't there, wasn't solid form. And then it happened again. So to me, it looked like he had an episode of left leg weakness. Now, again, I'm not his doctor. I'm not here to diagnose. It's just a video from behind that I saw. People are wondering, is that the leg he injured when he broke his foot earlier in the year? That was his right foot. I believe he broke his right foot, and he had a boot on, and they said he was hurt it while playing with his dogs. But this looks a little different. This looked like his left leg went weak. And his mind was there. He knew to try to grab onto the railings. President Biden knew to get back up on the stairs. It looks like the leg didn't want to go. Then it looks like his leg did have that range, stability. He went up the stairs, was able to salute. He looked like he was limping a little, and then he, you know, went into the plane. Now, I always have to look at the glasses half full. As a doctor, you look at the glasses half empty because you always need to hunt for things like a mini stroke or, some sort of lesion or something like that. But I like to, you know, just because of me, I like to look at the glasses half full. And if that was me going up the stairs, I would have fallen. I would not have been able to recover three times. I would have fallen, smacked my head on the stair, hitting my chin, and just fallen down. And then my dress would have gone up, and everybody would have seen the Spanx. And then I would have, you see my butt on camera. Then I try to get back up the stairs, then I'd probably slip again. So, I mean, I'm amazed that he was able to get back up with still grace and do a salute. But, you know, optimism aside, it is concerning. Now, didn't Gerald Ford fall once? Didn't he stumble a little bit on the stairs? The only reason why I know this is because I remember Chevy Chase would play him on Saturday Night Live, and they always did these skits of President Ford falling. And, you know, one fall made Saturday Night Live go crazy for years with the Gerald Ford falling and the Christmas special and whatever. And so it's not cool to make fun of somebody falling. So my guess is, for Gerald Ford, it was okay. For Biden, they're not going to make fun of him. Biden's 78 years old. He's one of the oldest, you know, presidents older than Reagan, older than Trump. And, you know, people are concerned about his health and his stamina. So it looked like from the stairs episode today, his mentation was there. Did he have a mini stroke? I don't know. It looked like he had an acute onset of left leg weakness. I'm not here to diagnose. That's just a very superficial opinion based on the video. I am a little concerned that he called Vice President Kamala Harris president yesterday. I don't know if he should be calling his successor or possible successor president yet. I wouldn't do that. I know he had some words with, Putin, Russian leader Putin. When it comes to a president's health, there's a lot of debate on how healthy they need to be. Now, Woodrow Wilson had a stroke. Woodrow Wilson, from what we're told, the rumors have it, that the wife managed things. They were able to keep it quiet because they didn't have as much media presence and they didn't have the videos and all that. They were able to hide it. FDR, they were able to hide that he was in a wheelchair. You know, now, you know, like, you know, you can't hide things. So if somebody does have motor issues, does that mean they can't run the presidency? If somebody has cognitive deficits, that's an issue. So, God forbid, and I'm not saying President Biden is going to have a stroke, but he better be evaluated. He better be getting an MRI today. I would seriously make sure he was evaluated for what happened. Yeah, it could have been a stumble, but and I could be wrong, but if his leg went out from under him and he couldn't get it back and he couldn't get control, that's an episode, that's an event where he lost, you know, he lost function. And that could be a sign of possibly, you know, neurological injury or stroke. But a lot of times with strokes, you don't necessarily, you know, lose your cognitive function if you lose your motor function. Some strokes will cause you to, you know, lose your cognitive function. So, you know, should President Biden have medical attention? And I'm thinking he's getting it, and they're just trying to keep it quiet. I am a little nervous. You know, I don't want to see our president made fun of. Now, whoever our president is, I want our president to succeed. And I don't want, you know, and I want whoever was voted into the presidency to be president. Kamala Harris wasn't voted as president. Biden was. So if, you know, I want him to be able to still serve out his term. That's just me. But I am a little concerned. Yeah, I'm not going to diagnose, but he should be evaluated for possible mini stroke. That would be my opinion. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks, Jason is working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, the CDC has updated their guidance that the little kids could sit 3 feet from each other. Woo-hoo, yay, that is going to allow schools to breathe a huge sigh of relief, unless they were kind of hoping they didn't have to reopen and can use that as an excuse. But the CDC said, no, we could do the 3 feet with some caveats. So where this all started was multiple medical experts said, what are you guys talking about with kids in schools? Where did the 6 feet come from? You know, when somebody has a cold, somebody has an infection, that virus flies. It can maybe on average dissipate by the 6 foot mark. But I mean, we've seen on planes illness spread throughout the plane. You know, we've also seen that people wearing a mask, it might limit within the first few feet of anything coming out of it. So the 6 feet thing was kind of arbitrary. And schools were having a tough time trying to reopen, because if you had a classroom that was about 1,000 square feet, and you have 25, 30 kids in the classroom, how do you put the desks 6 feet apart. You can't do that unless the kids are outside. You know, some schools were using the auditorium, were using the gymnasium, were using the cafeteria. In fact, I think my kid's school, he's virtual, but the hybrid model, those coming to class, I think some of them are in the cafeteria area. They don't have lunch in terms of everybody go to the cafeteria and eat. I believe they're supposed to sit at their desk when it's lunchtime, wherever they're at, and then pull out their sandwich from home and eat it. And my kid's like, Mom, seeing the sandwiches you make, no thank you. The lettuce is soggy. The tomato makes everything all wet and soggy, and I don't even like tomatoes. So my kid's like, you know what? I'll eat at home so I can make my own junk food lunch. And I was like, oh, heck no. So we had a little fight, but that's okay. So my kid's doing virtual. But so the schools have kind of grappled with, how do you separate everybody 6 feet distancing when desks were about 3 feet? Usually most desks were about 3 feet. Desk distribution really depends on the teacher and their tushy. You know, when I taught, I had to be able to walk in between the desks, right? Because you got to go and pick up their paper. You got to see if they're writing the notes. You have to, you know, stop, you know, the kids from stabbing each other with pencils. And so you have to be able to walk down there. So, you know, 3 feet is enough for the average tushy to get through. 6 feet, it's just so distant, you can't fit everybody in the classroom. So people ask the CDC to, can you please, you know, reevaluate this guide, this arbitrary distance, and see if it's necessary. So they did say that in elementary schools, students should be at least 3 feet apart. They got rid of the 6 feet for that. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. All right, so now we could fit the kids back in the classroom. They said in middle and high schools, students should still be about 3 feet apart. So this isn't just for elementary school. Middle and high school will also be recommended to get to be, will have that 3 feet designation as well. However, that's only for areas of low, moderate, or substantial community transmission. If there's a high community transmission, they want people 6 feet apart if cohorting is not possible. And then they want the adults 6 feet apart at all times. They said several studies have found that transmission between staff is more common than transmission between students and staff and among students in schools. There was a couple studies I had put in an article that had shown that with schools weren't a big hotbed of transmission for those that went back to school and didn't lock down during the pandemic. Now, teachers gave it to each other, because I don't know what teachers do in the break room. You know, I mean, when I was a professor, yeah, I'd hang out with the other professors. When I taught Sunday school, I would hang out with the other teachers, you know, and then we laugh, and we do not make fun of the kids. We do not make fun of the kids. I love the kids. They're like my little babies. But, you know, you're laughing, you're talking, you're complaining, you're gossiping, whatever the heck teachers do. And that's where there's a lot of, you know, many of the young kids, they're getting bullied and all that, so they're trying to stay away from each other. And they're, I mean, me, I really wasn't that huggy and really intermixed with a lot of kids because I was so busy trying to run away from the bullies. So, you know, the adults seem to be spreading more of the virus. They said when masks obviously should be worn, but if you're eating, you got to be at least 6 feet apart. So if you are in the teacher's lounge, you have to be 6 feet apart. And I wonder if during eating time, like lunch period for kids, I wonder if for lunch period they still want the kids 6 feet apart. That won't happen. And then they want everybody 6 feet apart if they're going to sing, shout, doing band, sports, exercise, move these activities outdoor to a large, well-ventilated space. I posted a video on my Facebook, and it's this video on social media, and apparently it's a school orchestra, and it was a Christmas program. They were doing a song, The Jingle Bells, and it sounded good. There was a solo. And apparently the person who made this video put, somebody needs to be fired for this. And you start watching you hear the solo. The solo's doing fine, a couple squeaks. And then all of a sudden comes the chorus with the whole orchestra, and they're completely off key. Again, the meme says somebody needs to be fired for this. Everybody plays. All the parents stand up at the end of the clap and standing ovation and all that. I'd do that. I can't tell you how many programs I've sat through with my kids. Somebody maybe was really horrible. And as a good parent, you're going to be like, hey. It's really interesting is when it was my baby was doing good. I'm like, that's my baby. But when my kid wasn't doing that good. I kind of, I was like, oh gosh, everybody's going to want to know whose kid that was. Well, that was my kid. It's okay. Yeah, so you got to be very, very careful as a parent. So that everybody, that was my baby, that's my baby up there. You got to be really, really careful because, unfortunately, if your kid does a real lousy job, it's not too good. So with the CDC, they still want face-to-face desks in the same direction. They want to remove non-essential furniture, still try to maximize distance, limit visitors. I used to go to my kid's school to have lunch with them, and my kids didn't mind. You know, it was great. Lunch only cost $5. I'm like, I could save money going to my kid's school. You know, teachers are like, are you here again, Mrs. Wax? Yeah, I am. Yeah. Yeah. And it's Dr. Wax to you. Well, yeah, so why are you here? Because lunch is only $5. Yeah, but your kid already ate lunch. That's okay. I'll sit with the other kids. Sometimes I like the other kids more than my kids. My kids always get mad at me because you're always nicer to the other kids. Like, you're yelling at them. Why aren't you cleaning up? Why aren't you doing this? You never did the laundry, and, you know, I've sent the skid marks, and blah, you know, you're just yelling at the kids. But all of a sudden, you know, the friends come over, and you're like, oh, hi, Billy. How are you? Oh, my God. Tell your mommy I said hi. My kids are looking at me like, really? You're so fake, Mom. Then they leave, and I'm like, I told you to clean up. I told you to do this. So I do well with other kids. Other kids seem to like me a lot. They think I'm a goddess. My kids are like, Mom, you don't know anything. So, yeah, I get along better with other kids. So they still want the hand washing. They still want the health facilities and all that. But what I like about this, the reason why this is such a big headline, is it means nobody can come up with arbitrary rules that easily now. People are wanting answers. And people thought that science was in on this, that the doctors and the scientists were all in on this conspiracy to force the masks and all that. We are not allowed to publish research that's tweaked, that's adulterated. And if you want any credibility in the scientific or research community, you need to do a study that is scientifically sound. So when they did come up with a study going, guys, this is what we found. Okay, we're not making a political point. Just the kids didn't spread it. It was more anybody that got COVID while at school. It was more adult to adult. Okay, we need that science. And if there is science saying you need to be 6 feet apart or you need to wear masks all the time, that's fine. Just show us the science. So this is the CDC finally bowing to the pressures of, look, the scientific community is saying this. Do we really have to have these very difficult, arbitrary rules? And then the next question parents have is, well, so what do we do with flu season? What do we do every cough and cold season? Are our kids supposed to be in a bubble? You know, it stinks, but, you know, the reason why kids play and you see cubs wrestle and kids eat dirt and, you know, they put their hands in their mouth and all that, those are ways that they induce their immune system. They don't realize they're doing it, but inadvertently, that's how they induce their immune system. And so, you know, I put my kids in daycare. I mean, I had to work, so it wasn't so they could boost their immune system. And they got sick in daycare, and I hated that they got sick in daycare. But then, you know, thank God, with some of these other infections, they seem to have an immunity. So that's going to be the next question. Yet, you know, when do you allow your kid to get sick? And nobody wants to do that because nobody wants, you know, to for anything to go wrong. But at least 3 feet, I think the kids' immune systems will still get some challenge. 1-877-DOT-BELL, don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he'll reach his vaccine milestone of 100 million doses of coronavirus vaccine administered in his first 100 days. He said he'll reach that goal sometime today.
58 days into our administration, we will have met my goal of administering 100 million shots to our fellow Americans.
At the White House, the president says this is a time for optimism, but not the time to let our guard down.
I need all Americans, I need all of you to do your part. Wash your hands. Stay socially distanced. Keep masking up as recommended by the CDC. And get vaccinated when it's your turn.
The president says 65% of people in the country who are 65 or older have received at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration said it plans to send a combined 4 million doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine to Mexico and Canada as the shot is being considered for approval in the U.S. House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters during a press briefing that they're in the process of finalizing the loan of 2.5 million doses of the vaccine to Mexico and 1.5 million to Canada. The FDA has approved use of three vaccines with others, including the AstraZeneca vaccine. President Biden has ordered the U.S. flag to be flown at half-staff in honor of the 8 people killed in a series of shootings at Atlanta-area spas this week. He issued a proclamation saying the flags should be at half-staff through sunset on Monday. Robert Long, who police say confessed to all three shooting attacks, was supposed to be arraigned in Cleveland County Court, but the hearing was canceled after a request from Long's attorney. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Keep those calls and questions coming. We are going to answer them as soon as we can. If you do call and I'm not live that day, we will answer your question the following day. But I do want to tell you, we got some good news here. Gibraltar is the first nation in the world to vaccinate their entire adult population. Gibraltar, known for the rock Gibraltar, is located on the Iberian Peninsula on Spain's south coast. It's a British overseas territory, and it has become the first nation in the world to vaccinate its entire adult population. They're at 100% vaccination. Now, they have 33,000 residents, but still, that's pretty good. It's 2.6 square miles. And they got, 2.6 square miles? That's small? Anyway, Gibraltar reached their milestone on Wednesday as First Minister Fabian Picardo thanked the UK for its contribution to the vaccine rollout. They said every dose administered in Gibraltar was provided by the British government and delivered by the Royal Air Force. Not yet immediately clear whether every adult in Gibraltar has received both doses or just one. Okay, well, that is an issue. That doesn't need to be explained, but that's okay. And the UK Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, said the House of Commons was very delighted to be able to tell the House that yesterday Gibraltar became the first nation in the world to complete its entire vaccination program. And the British. Yeah, it is a race, you know, between us and the British. We think, you know, that since the Revolutionary War, we're not a competition. There is competition. And I really worry about our relationship with the UK after the whole Meghan and Harry interview with Oprah. I mean, it is really dividing people. So remember, Meghan's American. So if the British think that, you know, an American is trying to mess up what's going on with the royals, then ouch. Yeah, that's a problem. All right. So the UK doing pretty well. That's exciting stuff. Now, we have gotten conflicting reports that we are going to reach herd immunity in a few weeks, right? In April in this country. I do not believe we're going to reach herd immunity by April. I'm sorry. I'm just not there yet. I don't, you know. Could we reach it by the summer? Well, herd immunity means we have to have at least 70% of the population vaccinated or immune. So I don't know if we're there yet. I believe Michigan has had cases rising. Michigan is one state where cases are beginning to rise. We talked about 15 other states yesterday, including Nevada, who were starting to have cases rise. Illinois has reported some more deaths, 17 new deaths. Pennsylvania, 32. South Carolina, 28. Louisiana, 14. Maryland, 19. Mind you, we're still going to have people who are in the hospital dying of COVID, unfortunately. But is it leveling off? And is 70% of our population going to be able to protect the other 30%? I just don't see us there next month. Now, some people believe in their particular area, in their particular state, they'll be able to do that. But I'm just, again, I'm not completely convinced. So we're moving in the right direction. I mean, as long as, you know, we're getting the vaccine out, there's been some back and forth on the AstraZeneca vaccine. The European Union, the European, I believe, medical agencies did approve, the EU regulators did approve the AstraZeneca vaccine, saying, look, it is still safe amid reports of blood clotting, and to go ahead and use it. So, I apologize. The articles are mixed up when they're coming in. I'm pressing on the article I want, and a different article comes up, and I'm not sure why the site has that. So Germany and France and Italy have already resumed their AstraZeneca vaccine, and we care about what happens across the pond because we're going to be opening up travel. I believe Biden wants to, by May, lessen the restrictions on international travel. Exciting for those of us that need to travel or have family overseas, but concerning, especially when we're worried about, you know, the progress we've made in terms of limiting COVID and what's going to happen if we open up and now people come in with variants. So the sooner the other countries get vaccinated, the better. So Germany, France, and Italy were among the countries to resume AstraZeneca vaccines Friday, shortly after UK and EU regulators have concluded the injection was safe. Spain, Portugal, and Netherlands will also resume vaccinations, but next week, Spain might exclude certain groups to minimize any danger. Which groups would they minimize? We don't have a lot of data on that. My guess is those who are prone to blood clots are probably going to be told, you know, maybe don't get the AstraZeneca vaccine. Countries with paused vaccination campaigns have been waiting for conclusion from regulators. And a safety committee with Europe's regulator concluded Thursday that AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine was safe and effective with no ties to an overall increased risk of blood clots in vaccinated individuals. However, a definitive link to serious blood disorders could not be ruled out due to insufficient data. And we talked to you about their ruling. They said they're still going to study it. They're still going to examine it. But if blood clots happened more commonly in the regular population, despite vaccine, could they really blame the vaccine for the uptick in blood clots? Was it really an uptick? Or was it that everybody is now watching every single thing that happens with the shot? So, people have asked, were politics involved? Was it that they spent money on the vaccine? Can we trust the European regulators? Well, remember, in America, we're not approving the AstraZeneca vaccine unless we know it's safe. And the reason why I believe that the EU Safety Committee is not lying, shall we say, is because there's a lot on the line. If they allow the shot to continue, and they endorse it, and they give their seal of approval, and then there are reports of clots, and you can't keep the public quiet. We still have social media. We still have means to voice a concern or a side effect. They're going to look bad if they rushed their safety committee meeting. So my guess is the data was enough for them to feel very comfortable and very confident to put their reputation on the line and say, guys, I think it's safe. And my guess is the number of blood clots was still far less than the average incidence of people getting blood clots in the normal community. And now, what also puts you at risk for blood clots? Smokers, smoking. We see more people smoke in Europe than in America. So it would be interesting to see, again, what are the demographics of those who got the blood clots? Was it those with the factor V lead-in gene mutation? Was it those who smoke? So I believe that if people want to trust the AstraZeneca product or they want to trust the EU safety committee, they're not going to mess around with this. They're going to have the data to back it up, because otherwise, who's going to take them seriously next time? So I feel confident that they made that decision. But if I had a family history of blood clots, I've already done my coagulation panel, so I know if, you know, I would be at risk or not, but I would say those who are at risk for blood clots, talk to your doctor first. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I was asked yesterday by a lady, why are we shipping AstraZeneca vaccine to Mexico if it was having these side effects that kind of looked bad? I don't know if you guys saw the headline a few days ago, right? AstraZeneca shot is on hold, right, because of blood clots. And then the next headline from another paper is the U.S. is going to ship AstraZeneca vaccine to Canada and Mexico. So people are wondering, wait a second here. Okay, if the AstraZeneca vaccine was possibly unsafe, why are we sending it to Mexico and Canada? Well, because I believe American administrators, regulators already had the data and they were confident, and it's a loan. Mexico and Canada want to start using the vaccine, and America hasn't authorized it yet. So it's just sitting around. So we're loaning our supply, and then when they get their supply, once we approve AstraZeneca, then they'll give us doses back. Obviously not the same ones, because those doses are being used. So that's what's happening there. And, you know, Biden had gotten criticized for holding on to vaccines that he wasn't using. The vaccines are just sitting there. So it makes sense. Whoever wants them, use them. And then make sure that when you get your supply in May or June, you give us some. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a Jack in the Box manager has been stabbed after he asked a customer to wear a mask. We're still dealing with this. A year later, we are having people assaulted because they are forced to be in a position to enforce a mask mandate. And it's frustrating to me because I have staff and I don't want them putting their lives at risk because public officials say we have to wear a mask and you have customers that don't want to. We aren't the police. We don't have security guards. So police are right now searching for a man who they say stabbed a restaurant manager several times at a Jack in the Box in League City, Texas, and all that happened was the manager said, you need to wear a mask. Now, I get it. Texas isn't following the mask mandate anymore. So this, somebody could say, well, you know, the manager was asking somebody to wear a mask when it's not a mandate anymore. Yeah, but does the person really need to stab? And remember, the manager might be in this position because he could have employees that'll sue or customers that'll sue if they claim to get COVID there. You know, people are stuck between a rock and a hard place. Now, the suspect is 53-year-old James Schultz, described as a bearded white male and a transit, quote-unquote. A warrant has been issued for his arrest for the stabbing, which took place on Wednesday night. According to the police, the suspect belligerently refused to cooperate with a store policy that requires face masks inside the establishment due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He allegedly recorded the incident to show his lawyers, believing he was refused service because he was homeless. Now, having a franchise myself, if my state decides to not have masks, my franchise has already reached out saying they want us to still do masks. And again, these are policies that business owners and employees are forced to enforce, and they have no way to protect themselves. So the suspect confronted employees before attacking the restaurant manager. Police believe the suspect tackled the manager, then used a pocket knife to stab him 3 times in the upper arm and upper torso. I believe the manager is still alive. Suspect fled the scene after employees stepped in to defend the manager. During an initial search, Schultz was not found, but several pieces of evidence were recovered, including his backpack, bicycle, cell phone, possibly discarded by the suspect as he fled the scene. And if he videotaped on the cell phone, you'd think he would have wanted his evidence. So the injured manager was transported to a local hospital, treated and released. League City Police Chief Gary Radcliffe said it's a very polarizing situation where some folks don't believe that there should be masks and others do. Texas Governor Greg Abbott lifted the state's mask mandate earlier this month, allowing businesses to fully reopen. But some individual businesses are going to continue mask wearing and enforcing it. And again, it's if you have a franchise and that franchisee corporation says, sorry, you still need to do this, I guess you have to. And that's what's frustrating. If you don't follow the franchisee rules, you could lose your contract with the franchisee. And you know, so people are forced. So Officer Radcliffe said, a lot of these people have had some of these events. I don't know this manager, but I've had personal events with loved ones that have died or passed away as a result of COVID, as some of our officers have. All I would ask is that people respect the opinions and the policies of these businesses. He added, you can refuse to do business at those locations or whatever it is you choose to do, but there's no reason to resort to aggressive behavior like this. And, we have, unfortunately, a lot of people that have severe mental illness. Like, look at what happened with the massage parlor shootings. There are people out there that unfortunately just want to kill people, or they just want, or they're looking for a fight, or they're looking to commit violence. But I really get bothered by us adding to that toll something that has to do with the masks. Now, we knew that this was going to happen in Texas, where you were going to have some places, pretty much go with what Governor Abbott had allowed and said, look, you know, we're not going to force it. If you want to wear masks, you wear masks. If you want to enforce masks, we'll leave it to you. We're just going to not have a government mandate and arrest you, and we'll stay out of it. So some people are like, woohoo, no masks. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Others are like, nah, we still want to look like we're a safe zone. We'll still do masks. And we will see how business, where the pendulum swings on that, or where consumers go. If consumers want to feel safe, then they'll go out to a restaurant where it's only 50% capacity and everyone's wearing masks. But if somebody wants to party and meet people, they're going to, you know. Yeah, I was at a park. I saw a bunch of people out there not wearing masks. Yeah, they had the vaccine. They're like, look, we have the vaccine. Even though, yes, with the vaccine, you still need to wear the mask. This is something Senator Rand Paul and Fauci got into it about. We'll talk about that. But, you know, there's people that are looking for areas where they could be free. And then there's going to be others where they want to look for areas where they could feel safe. Just doesn't mean we have to have violence, okay? People are wondering, when do we get to go back to normal? CNN wrote a piece on this, on when America could return to normalcy. Experts say two barriers stand in the way of reaching herd immunity and getting back to life. It's the COVID-19 variants and the vaccine hesitancy. Dr. Leanna Wen told CNN Anderson's Cooper, we're seeing restrictions being lifted in so many parts of the country. We're seeing travel at an all-time high. People are already going back to a pre-pandemic normal. She said, we have a pretty narrow window of opportunity to make clear what the benefits of vaccinations are. We know that these vaccines are really effective at preventing severe disease. They also do substantially reduce your risk of each of these different types of settings, whether it's going to the restaurant or gym or seeing family or friends. Now, where are we at with our vaccination program? I believe 75 million people has gotten at least one shot. That's about 22% of our population. Americans 65 and older, we have about 66% of the population that have gotten at least one dose. But at least 10 states have seen reported cases of 10% or more in their daily average coronavirus cases compared to last week. And we are loosening up the borders. We're traveling more. Spring break. And the variant, the B.1.1.7 variant, first discovered in the UK, is projected to become the dominant variant by the end of March or April. Vaccines should provide protection against the new variants, but this B.1.1.7 variant is what's causing France or Paris to go on lockdown, Italy to go on lockdown, so we're seeing some countries begin to go on lockdown. It'd be interesting to see Gibraltar, as Gibraltar, the Rock of Gibraltar, that nation has already vaccinated 100% of their population, all 33,000 residents, so they were on it, yeah. Well, they only needed 33,000 doses. Well, I think everybody got maybe one shot. I don't know if they've all gotten their two shots, but it'd be interesting to see then what COVID cases happen there. That would be a great study, especially if they all have received some sort of vaccine. So, you know, I'm optimistic that we're moving forward. I apologize, that's Siri. Siri doesn't seem to be as optimistic, but we're... Okay, see? Thank you, Siri. So, just everybody, you know, kind of calm down. If you are being asked to wear a mask, a lot of people that are in these businesses might actually think like you and be on the same side as you, going, look, you know, I want to take off the mask, but if they are at risk of losing their job, they have to inform. Now, I'm not saying, I know somebody always brings up, well, yeah, well, did Nazi Germany, the soldiers have to follow. I hear you. But, you know, if you are working for an employer and they say you'll lose your job if you don't recommend a mask, you know, then, like I said, you guys could always leave and take your business elsewhere. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.